Kiddushin Perk Dalad Mishnah Hey. Ain Bodkin Lo Min HaMizbech Ulamalo. We don't have to be Bodek if we find out that as you go up in the lineage with the mothers, that one of the fathers of these mothers was Mishamish on the Mizbech. He was a Kohen that was Mishamish on the Mizbech. Obviously, he was Miyuchas, or else they wouldn't let him do that. So once you find that out, you know that she's kosher. V'lo min haduchen ulamala. And also, if you go up and find out that one of her ancestors was a Levi that sang Shir in the Beis HaMikdash on the Duchen, also, you know that he's Miyuchas. V'lo min haSanhedrin ulamala. And the same thing, if any of them was on the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, either you have the Sanhedrin Gedola of 71. Some of Farshim learn this is Dafka Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. The Rav seems to say that. But really, like the Taisantif brings, anybody that would don in Sanhedrin that would be donning Dine Nefashos, that would kill. Even the 23 Dayanim that were in every city of Eretz Yisrael, they also had to be Miyuchas. You couldn't be on that Sanhedrin. So Lechora, it's also any Sanhedrin. You find any man, when you go up the lineage, that was on any Sanhedrin, Lechora, you know that he's Miyuchas. V'chol shehuchzeku avosov mishotri arabim. And anybody that their muchzak, that his ancestors, the fathers, were shotri rabim. Now, shotri rabim are dayanim. These dayanim can even be dine mamonis. That's what shotri rabim is. Now, dine mamonis, any person can don dine mamonis, even a mamzer. You don't have to be miyuchas to don dine mamonis. But we obviously mean here, and this could be what the rab was referring to, is these people dafka have to be in Yerushalayim. Because in Yerushalayim, even though normally anybody can don dine mamonis, in Yerushalayim, any dayan had to be miyuchas. So if you find out that he's mishotri rabim of Yerushalayim, then you know he's okay. The gabit stuck, and also gabit stuck. This is a different reason you know that this gabit stuck is okay, because if gabit stuck goes out Erev Shabbos, and anybody that promised they were going to give tztaka, he goes out and he pushes them. And if there were issues with him, somebody for sure would scream at him and reveal his issues. So if you have a gabit tztaka and nobody ever said anything bad about him, you know he's miyuchas. All these people, masin lekuna ve'in tzarch livdak acharein. You can marry off to a Kohen and you don't have to be bodek anymore after them. Any person that was an aid in the Beis Din, Erches, the Beis Din HaYishana. HaYishana means a city, Shel Tzipori. It was like a city called Yishana on the outskirts of Tzipori, I guess like a suburb or something. But in that place, they were only allowing Eidim that Meyuchasim to give Eidus. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, Omer, Af Mishaya Muchtov Bistratya Shel Melech. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, even somebody that was signed up for the army, for David HaMelech, any person that was there was always Miyuchas. So you don't have to be bodik after because of that. Istratya, by the way, is a like a 30-day shift. The way they would work with the army there was that they would go and fight for 30 days and then go back to their house for 30 days. And David is only Mekabel, warriors, Chayolim, that were Miyuchasim.